Hockey This Morning, day 39 of the NHL lockout. Mike and Mick, our coverage of the American Hockey League continues. We've got Connecticut and Albany tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific. And happy to welcome back to the program for another season one of our AHL insiders, the play-by-play voice of the Peoria Rivermen. You can follow him on Twitter, at Brendan M. Burke. Brendan, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Give me a sense here early on the season for Peoria and the fact that it's a different time for AHL teams with some new faces and maybe in some cases some familiar faces in the lineup.
Yeah, you know, I think with Peoria itself, I think the biggest new face that the Rivermen have around here is the fact that they've got a new coaching staff. So a new head coach in Dave Allison, a new assistant coach in Scotty Allen, who was with the Islanders last year, coming into Peoria. And I think that that right now there's 11 new head coaches in the American Hockey League, some of which have been head coaches before, some who haven't. And I think that, you know, right now for some of the teams, maybe not so much the new faces on the bench in terms of the players, but the new coaches are still having that adjusting period and getting things fine-tuned to start the season, where the teams, I think, that had a head coach in place for the past couple of seasons, I think, have an advantage at this point in the year with their systems and getting guys up and running all on one page at the very beginning of the season. So I think that the new head coaches are starting to figure it out, and the old head coaches are going to take advantage of the hot start here.
I see the Lake Erie Monsters are off to a good start with their two goaltenders, one that I'm quite well aware of, Calvin Pickard, sounds like Jean-Luc Picard, Calvin Pickard.
But Pickard, you're right, you got it.
I got it the first time.
Yeah.
It's Calvin Pickard, to say it like that, but I cannot pronounce the other gentleman's name. Sammy, go ahead, Sammy, what's his last name, Atoll?
Oh, that's your guess is how we haven't seen them yet, so.
Atokelio?
Well, we just call him S.A. A lot of, as right now with the NHL being what it is, a lot of young guys wasn't going to be in the NHL anyhow, but the goaltending, is it up to snuff so far in pitch? In baseball, I always get, they say that pitching starts off and then the hitting catches up with it. Is it that way in the AHL that the goaltending starts off, the defense tough, and then the offense adjusts, or is it the other way around usually?
Yeah, that's what it seems like, although in this league, sometimes offense never comes around. I mean, the goaltending is always, you know, a step ahead of everybody else. You got to remember that if you're a starting goaltender in the American Hockey League, you're number three in an NHL depth chart. If you're the top forward in an AHL team, you're number 13 at best on an NHL depth chart. So the goaltenders are supposed to play at a higher level, and there's a lot more expectations placed on them, I think, in an AHL season. But the other side of the coin is there's a lot of 20, 21, 22-year-old goaltenders who are, you know, being inducted into the American Hockey League and trying to figure it out as they go along. So once they get settled in years three and four, some of those goaltenders can be really, really good on a nightly basis. And, you know, sometimes the offense can have a good night, or the defense fell asleep, or you're playing the third game in three nights in three different cities and things don't work out for you. But I think, you know, at the start of the season for sure, and then as the season goes along, I don't think the goaltending necessarily gives any ground.
I have gone to the
big book, have you?
Silver and Black Book.
Love it.
Atokalio.
Oh.
Atokalio from Finland, Tampere, Finland. So there we go. We've
okay.
solved that
That's
mystery.
All.
The one thing that came out yesterday was a couple of suspensions. One for leaving the bench for the purposes of getting involved in an altercation, I guess is the way that they're putting it. The other was to Chris Kreider. One to Matt Palik, one to Chris Kreider. Kreider's for boarding. I think the point I want to make here is that here's a guy in Chris Kreider that had made an impact with the Rangers in the playoffs last year, made an impact with Boston College, and so might have been easy to sort of turn the other cheek a little bit here in this, or look the other way with a name like that. But the American Hockey League not shying away from the discipline factor here, despite the fact that this is certainly a name that fans in Connecticut are looking forward to seeing a lot more of this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the AHL is in a tough spot right now in terms of, you know, the lockout is not good for the game. We're all aware of that. We're all on the same page. It's not good for the American Hockey League in terms of being the general interest in hockey in this country and in Canada as well over the long haul. But on the flip side of that is there are very few drawbacks for the AHL with the NHL lockout. The players are better. They're not losing players due to call up and injury. There's more of a media exposure. There's more of an attendance gain from outside of the traditional AHL markets where, you know, teams are drawing from their respective NHL clubs if they are in that general region. So there's a lot of positives to it. Aside from the big negatives. So I think that what they're doing here is they're trying to run the league as best as they can, and they've got a spotlight on them. So they want to make sure that this is the American Hockey League, and this is what we do on a normal basis, and not just, you know, a sideshow of what we're doing during the NHL lockout. This is what goes on every night in all of these cities for the past 76 years, and they're going to make sure that standard is held no matter what, and maybe even more so with the highlight and the spotlight on some of those big names and those players that the NHL cities know, because they can see, listen, this is a league that these guys come down and play in. And maybe some of them do dominate. And Justin Schultz has had a great start in Oklahoma City, and Nugent Hopkins and Eberle came along last night with some power play goals. But, you know, this is something that happens every night in these cities, and this is a great league to be a part of, and these guys are now part of it and not just playing here for a few months.
We got 20 seconds here. Did you think that if a Barons player was named the player of the week in the American Hockey League that right out of the gate it was going to be Schultz?
No, I didn't. I think a lot of people were waiting for the big names in Eberle and Nugent Hopkins to step up, and they did last night. They both got on the score sheet last night, but yeah, you're right. Justin Schultz with 9 points in five games, he's number one in the league in scoring, so you got to watch out for him.
Brendan, great to talk to you. Thanks for dropping by.
All right, anytime, guys.
And he's Brendan Burke. You can follow him on Twitter at Brendan M. Burke. He is our AHL insider and Peoria Riverman. Play-by-play voice.